Welcome back for the broadcast of game number 2 of the BGN Invitational Tournament 3 Championship Series. Here are your broadcasters, Space Dominator.
Good luck, Harry Potter.
And Sorak.
Am I supposed to have a line here?
Alright, we are just about ready to begin game number 2 of the BGN Invitational 3 Championship Series. Kill Ace has a 1-0 lead, and game number 2 is on the map of Rambid's choice, and Rambid has chosen the map Luna. And it looks like both players are going to go random, and let me just be sure that the two players are ready to go. Looks like our two players are ready, the observers are ready, I hope my partner doesn't leave again, and we are just about ready to get game number 2 underway. Although, the moment Zorak left, the fun really began the first game, so we won't punish him for that. Rambid is in the purple, and he drew his best race of Zerg down in the bottom left corner, with Killa Ace up located in the top left corner, playing as white as Protoss. Another Protoss versus Zerg game on the map of Luna. Your initial thoughts, Zorak?
Well, I think we can expect to see Ram cranking a lot of Zerglings, because I guess that's just typically what he does, and I think that I'm going to say that we are going to see a Reaver drop coming from Kill Ace here early on. What do you think?
Predicting the early Reaver drop. Interesting. It's a possible maneuver. Wouldn't surprise me. I expect Rambid to probably do an early quick rush against Killa Ace at the moment he finds out that Killa Ace is Protoss. Although it looks like Rambid's initial overlord is scouting in the wrong direction, going to the bottom right corner of the map. And of course, the first building is already underway, and it's Killa Ace's first pylon, which has just been completed. Should be, as you said, a very interesting game, as I think this matchup is probably the best one, considering the skill level of both of the two players. Back to you.
Well, clearly it looks like Kill Ace is going for that Reaver build, because, you know, he built a pylon, and you need a pylon in order to pull off the Reaver drop. But, you know, I'm just joking here. I guess at this point we are not too certain what is going on, as it is too early in the game, but it looks like Kill Ace has managed to send his scouting probe in the right direction, whereas poor Ram sent his overlord in the wrong direction, and it looks like he's just seen that that Ram has gone for the early expansion, and it'll be only a matter of time before Kill Ace will send in some sort of attack force to take out this early expansion of Ram's. And all while this is going on, it looks like Kill Ace is just kind of moping around in Ram's base, causing a little bit of havoc here and running off. And it looks like Ram is trying to get up his first spawning pool here to try and maybe make some troops to reinforce his soon-to-be expansion here. And all the while, it looks like Kill Ace has just managed to get out his first Zealot, which he is now sending. It looked like he was about to send it on the attack, but in fact, I think he just decided to rally it in front of his base here. Although we seem to be having a latency issue, so it could be the latency just made the game stop.
This is almost too appropriate, too funny.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts is I'm going to drop out of the game. I'm serious, I don't know what happened.
Now appears to be 2 Zealots and 1 probe, and in addition he's also built some extra reinforcing Zerglings from this new expansion, and he is chasing out this early incursion into his base. So it looks like Kill Ace was trying to take the early advantage away from Ram here, and Ram managed to successfully defend his new expansion here, so it should only be a matter of time before Ram manages to leverage this economic advantage and hopefully start out producing Kill Ace here. And at this point, it looks like he is just consolidating his economy and in about a second here, I think we're going to see some major action as Killace has just finished building a cybernetics core and a forge, and has reinforced his earlier zealots, and it looks like he's about to send them back into the fray. Now, it is interesting to note here that it looks like Ram has created a more well-defined choke point in his base with that second hatchery and sunken colony, and he is creating quite a few zerglings here. So now it looks like Killace has engaged Ram's zerglings, and Ram is losing a whole lot of zerglings here, but in the process he looks like he's managed to take out one or two zealots, which is, or at this point, almost four zealots, which is a pretty costly blow to Killace's forces this early in the game, as zealots are very expensive, as you well know. And so now it looks like Ram certainly has the numbers advantage, and he is trying to, or it would seem that he's trying to build up his economy to take advantage of this new development. And all the while, it looks like he's upgrading to a lair, and he's now trying to press his advantage by sending those zerglings up Killace's ramp, but Killace is having none of that. He's blocking it off with some of his own zealots and managed to push back Ram temporarily. But now it looks like Ram is steadily gathering zerglings right outside of Killace's ramp here in Killa's natural. And meanwhile, like I predicted before this game began, or before it really got underway, it looks like Ram is just building up more and more zerglings to try and deal with Killace here. Well, it looks like our friend Tanch here has just noted that Ram is not really focusing on his economy too much, and this is not very good, because he is not using to full effect his early expansion here, and in effect he's almost throwing away this early advantage, and he's actually expanding again, which doesn't really make sense to me, because you know, at this point he's not fully populated his main base with workers and hasn't really fully expended or fully populated his mineral fields in his expansion, and yet he's expanding again. But who knows, maybe he'll be able to take advantage of that. All the while, it looked like Killace had sent down a force of zealots to try and deal with this expansion once again, but he was driven out. And once Ram saw that most of those zealots were out of Killace's base, he sent in a group of about six zerglings to go on a little raid, and they did significant damage to a guarding photon cannon there, and possibly killed off a probe or two, but it looks like he ended up losing that force. And at this point, it looks like Killace is now has now teched high enough to get Archons, so it looks like this early advantage that Ram had is slowly evaporating as Killace is amassing forces outside of his choke point here and building a new expansion. It's also good to note that Killace has already upgraded to his first attack level, and really, Ram hasn't even built an evolution chamber yet, so things are about to get really sticky for Ram unless he manages to better use his expansions here and start upgrading. So yeah, as Tanch noted, Ram is now behind, unfortunately. It looks like he's, as Tanch noted, it looks like he's getting lurkers before the armor upgrade, so I'm not really a Zerg player, so I'm guessing that maybe this isn't a very good thing, but it looks like Killa Ace is now trying to put the pressure on Ram, whereas Ram was putting the pressure on him earlier, so it's it looks like a little bit of a role reversal here. Really, it looks like Ram is almost hurtling now. He has set up a good choke point over in his natural expansion, but he is not really, at this point, he's not building enough workers to really be effective, and all the while it looks like his third expansion is not being used to its fullest potential. This is really going to hurt him because, you know, as a Zerg player, you really need to be gathering those minerals and just building hordes and hordes of units to try and take out your enemy here. So it looks like Ram is now sending out a lurker to try and disperse this little gathering of Killa's units here, and he's managed to drive them back a little ways. But it looks like Killa Ace has a group of what seems to be maybe 10 to 12 Zealots, an Archon, and a High Templar, and it'll only be a few seconds before that High Templar gets enough energy for a storm. And that will certainly not help Ram. So Ram is basically doing his best to try and push out this containment here, and it looks like he has gotten Killa Ace to go into a retreat for now, but it seems with the way things are going, this is only going to be a very temporary retreat before Killa Ace masses more forces and comes back and really attacks Ram's base in earnest here. And it looks like now Ram is paying a little bit more attention to his second expansion here. I was saying third earlier, but it was indeed only his third base, but his second expansion. And it looks like Killa is building his own second expansion, and he is utilizing both his main base and his natural expansion very well. So at this point, I would say that the economics war is firmly in Killa Ace's favor, and it looks like Ram has decided to station some lurkers right outside of Killa Ace choke point here, and they were quickly taken out by a pair of psionic storms. So that was an expensive loss with no collateral damage done to Killa Ace in the process, which is also an unfortunate development for Ram here. Okay, meanwhile, it looks like Ram is sending a group of scouting Zerglings up into the northeastern corner of the map. I think he suspects Killa Ace is expanding there, or maybe he is about to try and expand there himself. But now he is taking this group of Zerglings back, and he is exploring for other expansions, and now he's found the north expansion, and he's trying to attack it, but he's being taken down by about a group of four photon cannons. And it looks like Killa Ace has sent in a couple of units towards the bridge in front of that secondary expansion there, just to kind of reinforce that position. And meanwhile, it looks like Ram has a lot of scouting Zerglings, that some of which are headed north and others which are just sitting around, I guess, trying to set up some sort of information network. It looks like he is just continuing to mass Zerglings, which by now have been upgraded to one attack and one armor upgrade. And all the while, it looks like Killa Ace is now at level 2 attack. No armor and no shield upgrades yet, but that second level attack is going to be very useful. And as our friend Tanch noted here, it looks like Aram had better start producing Ultralisks quickly, because it seems that Kilace has already, he's already taken the economic advantage, and he's quickly taking the technological advantage. And so now it looks like Kilace is moving in force towards what appears to be Ram's third expansion here, and he's managing to take out several small groups of Zerglings along the way. And at this point, I don't think that Ram is going to be able to stop this force, because it looks to be comprised of about 15 or 20 Zealots and maybe 6 Dragoons and an Archon and 2 High Templar, and it looks like he is just tearing through Ram's expansions here, and Ram is trying desperately to try and take Kilace's attack force out here with his lurkers and his Zerglings, but he is having them taken out by those High Templar, which are just tearing them apart. He has managed by this point to take out maybe about 10 Zealots and 2 Dragoons and 1 High Templar, but he's already lost massive amounts of buildings and workers and units just trying to fend off this attack. And all the while, it looks like Kilace just he is building extra forces back at home, and he has now expanded a third time. Yes, so he has now built his own third expansion while effectively eliminating Ramvid's third and second expansions. And so now the economics are without a doubt firmly in his favor, and he has upgraded to level 3 weapons, while Ramvid is now at level 2 attack and level 2 armor. Ramvid is doing his best to send in some suicide Zerglings here to try and mix things up, and not many have gotten through, but it looks like a group of about 3 or 4 managed to get in and take out a gateway. So it was a little bit of a moral victory for Ramvid here, but at this point we don't know whether or not these moral victories will really mean much as for the course of this game. So by this point, it looks like Ram is trying to take back his second expansion, and Kilace is just massing units in the center of the map, all the while scouting and trying to find out Ram's troop movements here. It looks like Ramvid has sent up a group of scouting Zerglings onto the western portion of the map, where the mineral-only expansion exists there, and he has them stationed there, although why in mass, I'm not certain, since the rest of his forces seem to be gathering at the entryway to his natural expansion. And it looks like he has now produced a couple of Ultralisks. He has not yet upgraded their armor with a special armor upgrade, and it looks like he has not upgraded their adrenal glands yet either. But hopefully both of those upgrades will be on the way, as they will be very useful against these Protoss units. Okay, so now it looks like Kilace is going in to cause some damage here. He's sending in a force of what appears to be about 15 or so Zealots, and they are making short work of the group of Zerglings that were guarding Ram's rebuilt second expansion here. And it looks like while all this is going on, Ram has decided to reinforce his base, only to find that that the second wave has come from Killa Ace right behind the reinforcements, and they managed to take out some of his reinforcements. And at this point, it looks almost as though Ram is going to be able to drive Killa Ace back with significant losses, but not without losses of his own. Well, there are heavy losses on both sides of this battle here. Okay, now it looks like Killa Ace has managed to effectively use a Maelstrom and take out two Ultralis at this point, and several Zerglings. And so with his force of one Dark Archon, two regular Archons, and about eight Zealots and two Dragoons, he is causing quite a bit of havoc here. He has also upgraded his armor by now, and it looks like, unless Ram manages to find a way to build another three bases or so and get them cranking units, things are not going to go too well for Ram here. So right now there's a force of about eight or so, or 10 Zealots and a couple of Dragoons and three Dark Archons and one regular Archon that have just demolished the second rebuilding of Ram's second expansion, which is down south in the middle. And Killa Ace is trying to make sure that Ram will not try and rebuild this expansion yet again, because he has all of his units stationed right there at the bridge right outside of Ramvid's natural here. So just a quick overview of what's going on here. It looks like at this point, it looks like Killa Ace has four expansions and his main base, and he has firm control of the northern edge of the map and has managed to deny Ram two expansions, and it looks like in about a minute here he is going to perform a drop of some sort as he's moving a shuttle down south. I'm not certain what's inside of the shuttle, but it could be a Reaver. And at this point it looks like Killa Ace has dropped a High Templar and an Archon, and he is just devastating Ram's natural worker line. And with that lone Archon and High Templar, he managed to take out about three drones and a group of about six Zerglings. So at this point, it looks like Ram is doing his best to try and keep Killa Ace at bay, but I'm not certain that he'll be able to do that for much longer, as he only has two bases, which are not being used to their full potential, and Killa Ace has five to his credit. So at this point, it looks like Ram has just conceded the game. I must say it was a very hard-fought game on both sides. Unfortunately, I think Ram let an early advantage go to waste, and that may very well have been what cost him this game. The final score here is Killa Ace with 119,285 points to 71,615 points on Ram's side, and total resources harvested 35,474 for Killa Ace with his five bases, and Ramvid with 20,826 total. And a very well fought game on both sides, and hopefully if we can keep up this level of fighting and entertainment. The rest of the series will turn out to be very interesting.
And so you have just heard the conclusion of game number two. So you've just heard the conclusion of game number two of the BGN Invitational Tournament 3 Championship Series. Thanks to Zorak, and thanks to my computer screwing up. So after this short 5-minute break, we'll be back with the BGN Invitational Tournament 3 post-game show. This is BGN Radio.